This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
Hey, it's Friday, August 26th. It's day 31 of Dr. Simone Gold being held in a federal prison down in Florida for a misdemeanor trespassing charge for doing nothing on January 6th, and it's 74 days to the midterms. Why do I tell you this? Because I told you last week when I had Tina Peters on and Sharona Bishop, I was going to make announcements on all my shows and play the video of Dr. Simone being dropped off at a federal prison. And I want more people to be saying that, kind of give a countdown because it's kind of a big deal. So I'm just mentioning her again. She is a political prisoner because she's talking about medical freedom, kind of a segue into my guest today, who is Megan Walsh. She's a prisoner in her own way. Wait till you hear all this stuff. I think you know her dad, John Walsh, from America's Most Wanted. He really should be on the list now. So anyway, let's end your week right with me, Michelle Swinnick, and my two special guests that are going to talk about taboo topics that most people are afraid to, the demonic child protective services, child trafficking and sacrificing. Oh, yes. And the government is run by Satanist people who control everything. And it's always been about the children. So it's time we all wake up to all the reality. So I got Megan Walsh and I've got Christy Tasker. She's going to keep an eye on things. She'll make sure that her that Megan and I don't go kind of crazy and off the walls with all this stuff. So I'm out of time because I got all fired up. I was talking to Megan before the show and she got me all riled up even more so than I was when I was putting the show together. So stay tuned. I will be right back after the break and I'll kind of finish my intro.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrightEonStore.com.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, and we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
I am having too much fun today with my guests, and I this show's actually going to get kind of serious, and it's going to get like a big reality check. So I think we had to get a little bit of fun out before that. But we are coming to you live from the Save My Freedom Studios here in Scottsdale, Arizona. This Mayor of Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona. I paused because I wanted to sink in. Anarchy, Arizona, Mayor of Corruption County. And I got a new shirt today. Look at this awesome patriotic shirt. That is theflagshirt.com, theflagshirt.com. Steve Stern is our main big partner over there. You can get your own gear, your own patriotic gear, all kinds of stuff, more than just shirts. Just use promo code HOME10. You get 10% off. Isn't that nice of him to do that? So you get geared up, and then you can have, like, cool stuff like this. Jesus is my savior. Trump is my president hat. And what'll happen is you got to wear this gear all the time because it triggers demons. You know, the people that hate the country, the people that hate God, the people that hate everything that this country was built on. Yes, they hate when they see this stuff. They get all crazy. And like I said, look at this awesome shirt. And then I got some more shirts back there, right? We got that. We got Bright Tee on shirts. They have Bright Tee on hats. You can actually go to brighttee.store.com. You can get your own gear. So we have loaded up the Save My Freedom Studios. So remember, everybody, every day you got to, this is how you start your day. And then I'm going to get into my guests because we got so much to talk about. You got to pray, plan, and take action, right? It's very simple. Very simple. You do it in that order and you watch. Everything will change. Everything will change. Because you're going to start standing up, speaking up, showing up, and of course, joining us. We are here live on Fridays, 4 p.m. Pacific time on Bright Tee on TV. We got talk radio show Mondays. Look at the graphic. I love Heather. She is honestly the best producer. So this is our take action menu, right? Everythinghomeaboutus.com. That is your take action menu for everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. And I put together a take action toolkit. And if you go to take action items, and it's on the thing right there. We just want you to join us. If you join us or you text the word action to 91776, we'll send it to you. And it's everything. It's literally everything because we're bringing all these amazing people groups together. That's the whole Save My Freedom movement. I was going to talk about that later in the show. But yeah, I'm telling you beforehand, I was like, I'm all en fuego today. Okay. Sometimes I'll wear the Save My Freedom hat, but today is definitely a Jesus is my savior hat. And you're going to understand why here in a minute. So I don't even have my glasses. See, I told you, I got all riled up. They got me all out of sync. We didn't even play the Jesus Rocks video, but we'll do that a little bit later. Let me get back on track here. So I've got Megan Walsh. She is the daughter of John Walsh. Remember America's Most Wanted from years ago? Her brother was actually killed. He is Adam Walsh, right? And that's what started John Walsh and the wife to do the TV show and the foundations on all that. So I'll just leave that right there. I'll put a little pin in that. I hate that word. I hate when people say that, but I'll put a little pin in it. So what happened is Child Protective Services, right? CPS, we've talked about it many times on the show. Very demonic, very real, like number one here in Arizona for the worst things with child trafficking. It's pedophilia. It is like, it's just like an inventory pipeline of children. That's what it is, right? They take away children from innocent people. We had on Diego with baby Cyrus. Remember all that? Yeah, that was last, I don't know. It wasn't hot yet. I gauge things on when they're hot in Arizona. So it wasn't hot yet. So now the Child Protective Service has taken her children away, right? They have kidnapped them because that's what they do. It's kidnapping. Why would they take it from a mother when you don't need to? There's nothing wrong. No arrest, no nothing. Kind of like Tina Peters and Dr. Simone Gold, all the fellow political prisoners, freedom-loving people that are standing up and doing what's right, doing their job. And they're getting persecuted, right? So that's what this whole thing is about. It's not a matter of if people, it's a matter of when it's going to happen to you. It's just time. It just doesn't matter. You don't know, you might not know the category. It's just a matter of when. Censored, that can be like, oh, that's nothing. So go ahead. I wish you could censor me rather than doing all the other stuff that's coming. So she's got Christy Tasker with her today. And Christy is her consultant, kind of like confidant, kind of like a right-hand woman when it comes to just like hold my hand because I'm losing my sanity and then make sure that we don't say anything that's going to give fuel to these demons so they can actually do more crazy stuff with my kids. But here's the worst part. Megan's parents are part of the problem. So it's like Megan's parents, the law, or the law enforcement, so it's like it's not law, and the CPS are on one side, and then Megan is on the other. Okay, so the John Walsh you think is awesome? Not so much. Wait till you hear what and the mother. Okay, just so let's bring them on, Heather, and then I'll kind of let her tell the story from there. But I wanted to set the kind of the story from there. So thank you so much for coming on, both you ladies. And I broke my heart to hear what you're going through because it's happening a lot more so all over the country. So I'll let you kind of give an intro, and then we'll take the gloves off and we'll start telling people what's really going on and why this is happening.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to thank you, Michelle, for having us on, and for everyone that's watching tonight. I just want to thank everyone. I want to make a quick sarcastic little joke while we're still jolly that I think, unfortunately, the issue is that I'm not insane enough to go along with this, and that I haven't lost my sanity yet somehow in 40 years of living in this. But I, you know, I'm very happy to be here. I'm happy to, you know, have this opportunity for us to be able to speak and really come forward about what's really going on. And I'm very fortunate to have Christy Tasker and Hollis E. Mandel, my now attorney, coming on and being here tonight, to help with the, what's going on.
Well, it's the false narrative, it takes a village. No, it takes strong people that have courage in order to stand up for what's right and not be afraid of the consequences. And you weren't doing anything. You weren't at January 6th. You weren't, you weren't, pick a category, you weren't. Give everybody, and then I'll chime in, because when I read kind of the timeline of what, where your life started and then kind of how things changed, before I finished reading, I went, oh, this is why they're doing it. And then as I was reading the rest of the paragraphs, you said exactly what I said, but I hadn't read it yet. So that's what I'm saying, everybody. This is textbook. This is why this is happening. So just give them the basic rundown on who you are, a little bit about your dad, then the 40 years of being in Hollywood, and then kind of where the change happened, which is what triggered all this.
Yeah, well, it is a lot, it's a lifetime, and it's a lot of stuff that people aren't used to, if you will. That's not how they grow up or how they've lived. And I understand that. I also understand who my father is and what we're, coming forward with, unfortunately. But to speak onto that, I am the daughter of John Walsh. I think more importantly, I am the sister of Adam Walsh, who is the little boy that disappeared from the Sears Mall in Hollywood, Florida in 1981. I was born not even a year after when my parents then went on from that horrific situation on to then lobby for legislation. I was basically born on Capitol Hill, if you will, in the arms of Ronald Reagan and presidents, playing with, Drew Barrymore, my distant cousin, and different things like that, with George Michael, and, played piano too by Stevie Wonder. And, it was definitely an interesting upbringing that I don't think a lot of people really realize. Another example would be that, I grew up with aliases and bodyguards and, told to tell people we lived one place when we really lived another place. Always bomb threats, always this danger, our life in danger kind of thing. I really don't know what to say about that. Could be a whole show on growing up in it wasn't just in Hollywood. I grew up within politics. I grew up within Hollywood. Yes. Within media. My father was on CNN as well, and as having his own shows. So, it really was across the board. I then went into art, in the art world. I have my art in private collections and, public permanent installation pieces at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. So I went into art and then into fashion through my art, because I hand painted silk. So I went into fashion. And from there, I launched my own clothing line, Blank Silk, in September of 2010 at New York Fashion Week. And I went on to do other shows in Miami, LA, different places sponsored by, say, Mercedes-Benz, Maserati, Miami Beach World Cup Polo, and things like that I was doing. From there, I went into music and developed, my own EP. I wrote and helped produce my own EP and did music videos, things like that. And that's where I really went to Chicago and LA for that kind of work, where I then met a group. One of my son, my five-year-old son's father, is actually the childhood best friend of Kanye West. And so that's, you know, how I was in that scene. Before I decided to run back to Jesus after being in that scene and what I experienced and started realizing, because during that process and that time, I had started going into yoga and more of the New Age philosophies. In university, I actually had a double minor in Eastern religion and philosophy, focusing on Hinduism. I lived in India for several years. I was a Kundalini practitioner, advanced intuitive healer, meditation instructor and life coach, trained by Gabrielle Bernstein, who is actually under Oprah. And different things like that. So I was really raised up in that and very supported until about 2 years ago when, well, I should say before that, 3 or 4 years ago, I started looking into my brother Adam's case around the time that I started advocating against the corruption within CPS and our family court system. So leading up to this, I was advocating. I wasn't at January 6th. I really don't get into politics. I really am all about the children. And I think that we all should start and focus on this because that's what unites us and also creates an atmosphere where we can start to have discussions and, you know, come to understandings of each other, even if it's different sides. So I definitely have been very focused on speaking out and correcting the corruption that is within family court and CPS, as well as law enforcement now. I've supported law enforcement my entire life, and I support any system that is doing what it's supposed to and serving the people that are allowing them to have those positions. But when there's corruption, and especially being John Walsh's daughter, I thought that corruption and justice is what we did and the truth. And so a couple years ago, I started looking into my brother's case, as I just mentioned, as well as when Epstein came out. I, you know, obviously we all know about Epstein and the people that are rumored to be involved allegedly. And we've seen McCain's wife be asked about it and say, you know, we all knew, but what were we going to do about it? And that actually, Michelle, is exactly what I asked my dad. I never came to my father, you know, blah, 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 you know, this, that, the other thing. I thought he'd be proud of me. I thought this is what our family did. You know, he said he's been grieving for 40 years and, you know, that Adam's memory and his case, you know, are still present in our lives. And it has been controversial for 40 years. I'm not this genius that, you know, came, I hate to tell everybody, but it has been controversial for 40 years. And everything is there. It's just that we were given a narrative. We, you know, this beautiful little boy with a baseball bat, and then these grieving parents who then went on to do this great work and help, you know, save America's children. And that's a very emotionally drawing thing. And I think that, you know, that talk speaks to a lot of what happens in these stories on mainstream media as well, where we are given that. And maybe we don't necessarily look at things like, well, what was going on leading up to his disappearance that would put that child in the position? Or what were these people involved with? Who are, you know, we're seeing a lot about affiliations, right? People's affiliations these days, and narrative versus truth. So there's these concepts that, you know, I obviously, you know, being an artist and into religion, a religious scholar for over 20 years, you know, these were things that interest me, and leaving the industry, if you will, to be a mother, you know, that I left to be a mother and to help the community. And I was developing a farm, a beautiful community learning farm, where we were doing music together classes and story time during the pandemic. We were having homeschool moms and their kids out at the farm with the fresh air and the chickens and the goats. And, you know, it was really a beautiful experience. I had gone back to church and, you know, my kids were in the programs and we were there volunteering and very involved there. And things started to unravel quickly, especially when I started seeking outside help and started, you know, realizing what I've endured my entire life and actually had support in that and was going no contact with them, to really get on my own finally. People really, it's a wild ride that you don't understand when you're not there.
Yeah. And I want to kind of get people to focus, because this is not the first time the same exact scenario you've heard. You're hearing a lot more because people are talking about it, but it's going on for a while, but it seems to be escalating. Now, here's the key part, which I mentioned in the beginning, and I mentioned before you started giving kind of the summary of everything. In 2020, okay, this is it, people. And this is where you need to get your arms around this. In 2020 is when she decided to put aside all the other past spiritual, new age, religious, whatever, the Kundalini, the yoga, all that stuff that we talk about on Jesus Rocks every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific time. She put that aside. She decided to accept Jesus as her savior. Okay. Demons don't like that. They don't like it. She also decided to homeschool the kids. She decided to focus more on health. Okay. And no vaccines. Okay. Do you see where this is going? So, and then she did this, so that you're thinking, oh, well, it's because she started digging, maybe find out more stuff about her dad and her brother. No. It's bigger than that. Okay. You got to go back. Go big, bigger. It's bigger scale. It's not the people. Yeah. They're bad people, right? There's bad people, but it's not the person. It's the spirit. It's literally, when I say that it's a spiritual battle between good and evil, which seems to be kind of a talking point now, and you have, because people aren't understanding it. It's literally, it's demonic possession, demonic beings that are inside of people. That's what's making the decisions that people are doing. So the people are just executing, right? They're just kind of like the puppet. The demonic force, Satan and all of that is what is actually driving all this. Because it's, again, as you mentioned, it's all about the children. It's all about the children. So now look at it from that viewpoint and you go, oh, it kind of does make sense. So when she started being closer to Jesus and then taking charge and being personally responsible and having the kids out of the system, medical and out of the health, out of the school, they didn't like that. And especially who she was before, she like turned on them because she was one of them. No, you don't do that. You don't do that to the demonic world that club that she was a part of. So do you want to comment on that, Megan, first, or Christy? Because I know that you've been nodding your head and you were jumping on the conversation before the show and you're like, that's exactly it. And that's when I say that it's all demonic, right? And that's what this is all is. And once we realize that it's bigger than the person, you just go, oh my God, it all makes sense. And there's a pattern and you see it and it's with everything.
Yes, you sure do. And also real quick, I'm sorry, Christy, just to one comment to that. I think people also don't realize that children of these people and generations down, you don't have a choice and you don't know that that's what you are in. You don't know that that's what's going on until you do try to leave it or speak up or, you know, say that this isn't okay. So, you know, I just wanted people to realize that.
Yeah, this is proof. Go ahead, Christy.
So yeah, Megan is exactly right. So in the very beginning, of 2019, I began to realize this was an absolute plandemic. And I actually flew to Asia to prove it, Michelle. Very few people know that. I am known as one of South Florida's biggest travel bloggers. However, that's one of many titles that I run underneath my name. That's the reason I was joking when I said, oh, what title do you want today? I'm giving you titles. You know, I don't even know what my title is with Megan because there's not a title to be had. I saw a young lady who I knew was trying to come out of the system through a man that name is John Walsh that utilized his dead son to keep me from riding my red bicycle back in the day. Okay, so I'm ticked because at 6 years old, 7 years old, I was the same age as her brother. He kept me from being able to do what I wanted to be able to do. He made my parents fearful to the point where I could be gone for hours in the woods, okay? We could be gone with our guns on our four-wheelers, riding our cows, and all of a sudden, my protective father, who's really, you know, I always used to think he was like John Walsh, to be truthful, for those of you who might have good redneck fathers like mine who are still out in the woods these days, okay? My father would not allow me to ride my bicycle. He wouldn't allow me to do basic things because Adam Walsh went missing. This little boy in Florida went missing. So when I saw Megan's case, red flags went off. And I'm going to tell you why red flags went off. Because I had already watched Fall of Cabal by Janet Ostenborn back in early 2020. This is a researcher out of Netherlands who is producing these episodes that seemed absolutely you wouldn't even think that this stuff could be real, okay? And I remember Janet Ostenborn's Fall of Cabal series, them talking about the Clintons stealing children from Haiti, showing all of our presidents lined up, okay? So they showed Obama making the speech, Bush and Clinton standing beside him. And I remember being with my ex-husband's grandfather, who was a mayor of Flowery Branch, high-level Mason.
Oh, there you go.
Money for that organization. Then I realized that organization has been taken down. They don't even tab the website up. Who creates an organization and takes a website down? I don't care if it is 20 or 30 years later.
Yeah.
Okay? You keep the website up. I know. I own a web development company, Michelle. Okay? So you keep that website up and you let people know what's going on. But guess what? These people don't. So one of the first questions I went down to ask them about stealing children was in Haiti. And my building concierge is Haitian. And I said, did they really steal children in Haiti? And she said, yes, ma'am, Miss Christie. There's a mom, one mom, standing on the streets of Haiti, crying for days. And guess what they wanted to do to her? They wanted to lock her in an insane asylum.
That's what they do.
They wanted that mom gone.
All right, okay. So Christy, hold that thought. This is a good teaser for the commercial break for everybody. It's going to get deeper. So you might want to tell your friends to tune into brighttown.tv right now because we're telling you the truth. You might not even realize it. It's already in a neighborhood near you. So we'll be right back after the break.
True is what we are. To the stars and the stripes in one nation under God, where the bald eagle flies. In memory of our founding fathers, where we stand in solidarity, wearing freedom proud, believing we will endure in our most beloved nation. The home of the brave, the land of the free, is where we shall be. The flag shirt, where freedom reigns.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code HOME at checkout for additional savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
¶¶
I remember I told you guys that I kind of really need to do a behind the scenes camera and conversation of what happens before the show starts, down the commercial breaks, and after, because the conversations are just sometimes they're funny, sometimes you're like that was my face during, that was what I was doing during our conversation. But don't worry, I'm bringing it into this segment. And these two are coming back because they have to, because this is the stuff, again, was what we talk about on our Jesus Rocks live show that Lucy DeGrazia is so amazing at, where she's connecting current events with the truth of God and goes through scripture, current events, and then it's just truth bomb, information. And so when I had the opportunity to have Megan on, I was like, and then I was talking to Christy to get it all organized. I said, we talk about some of this stuff. I mean, a lot of this stuff, not only on this show, on the talk radio show that's Mondays at 12 p.m. Pacific time, which I'm taking a break for one more week. And then the Jesus Rock show on Wednesdays. You can go to JesusRocksLive.com and watch us live on all the platforms. And Brighteon carries it on their Sunday lineup at 6:30 a.m. Pacific time. And that is 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. So we're on that lineup too. So you can always check it out over on Brighton on Sundays. But we talk about this stuff. So that's when I was like, oh my God, we're going to have you come back on, because there's so much more, because this is it. This is how big it is. And once everybody understands that it is not necessarily the people, it is the spirit, this is all demonic, okay? Because that's their whole agenda. It's all about the kids. It's all about the kids. That's the child sex trafficking. That is the human trafficking. That is the child sacrifice. And when I say sacrifice, it's literally their bodies, their minds, which is your school system, okay, right? And their souls, which I don't need to fill you on that. And that's what it's all about. I use the example all the time, Nancy Pelosi. You cannot say the things that somebody like Nancy Pelosi does, or do the things that she does, and actually just be a normal person. You can't. You have to have some sort of demonic possession. You have to have a demon, like demon juice, running through your veins in order to do those things, because it's just, what human being would do that? What human being would say that? Right? It's because you always, they're kind of crazy. Oh, they're just, that's their political views. No. It's deeper than that. It's bigger. It's literally demonic. Okay, so with that being said, I got to get in the Simone video, but we'll do that after, in between the girls, because this is about being a prisoner at the same time, because Megan's not in prison, but her kids are, and she's away from her kids, and she's lost her freedoms because the system didn't like what she was doing to keep them out of the system, and it's a payback for not being part of the demonic club that she was a big part of. So that's just like, this is like backlash and payback. And how dare you? How dare you turn against us Satanists and us demonic people and us Freemasons and Jesuits? How dare you do that? Jesus. No, because most people think when you turn to Jesus, your life gets easier. Actually, it doesn't. It gets a lot more difficult because people are after you. They're literally on your ass, right? Because they're thinking, because they hate Jesus so much. They hate God so much. They hate this country so much that they're going to come after you even harder. And that's what they did to her. And I didn't figure all that out until I started reading and I was talking to Lucy, and I was like, oh my God. And then what Christy was just saying about Haiti and the people in her town, but then she said John Walsh prevented her, put fear. What did we just live to? What are we still living through? Fear, huh? So they put the fear in with the fake COVID, the political propaganda pandemic, to create the fear to make you do stuff that you would never normally do. They're still doing it. So she made a great reference, which I just bring the girls back on, would you, Heather? So because I'm looking at them here and then realizing they're not on my screen for you guys to see. So I, because you have multiple people here, and I think I'm like, oh, they're there. And I'm like, oh, they're not on your screen. So
I don't even need to say anything. I could just sit this one out. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, and I appreciate that. It's like literally I was looking, and I'm like, they're right there. I'm like, okay, I'm just waiting. I'm easing them in. And then
we're like a choir, and you're preaching, and we're just like, amen in you.
But when you said he was, and I didn't think about this, because you see, like, once you pull back and you see the big picture, right? And then you realize what it's all about. And that's how all it's all connected. You mentioned the fear part. That, wow, you saw my face. I was like, oh, yeah, that's it. Another light bulb went off today. So okay. Mention that. And then then obviously we talked during the break. So you guys have a couple more things you need to throw out there. But I set it up.
I need to throw out one thing for your audience. that if you don't hear anything else, I want everybody to go to YouTube afterwards and you search John Walsh. Okay. And Michelle loved, you know, asking for a title early on. If I had to title John Walsh, I would title him Chief Fearmonger. He is fearmongering using the name Adam Walsh with CPS. Megan can tell you all about it, but I'm just telling you, he's using guns. He is using child protective services. He's using the sheriff's department. He's utilizing the government. He's utilizing the FBI, the CIA, most likely. He doesn't claim that publicly, so I'll just throw that's my suspicion. However, he does say that he uses Scotland Yard.
Oh.
Okay.
That's connected to the UK, right? Isn't that in England? In England and the Vatican. Oh, you see the connection, people? This is not conspiracy
stuff.
You can't
make this up. And I have to tell you what they do.
And ICE and Homeland Security.
Yeah, just let and you, because you know, and you ladies know this. There's 40,000 to 50,000 kids. Oh no, 30,000 to 40,000 kids a month coming over the border, illegal aliens coming over the border that they don't know where they are. Mm-hmm. Then we have 50,000 of our own kids go missing every single month. So let's just say you take the 30 and the 50. It's 80,000 kids disappear in this country every month. And nobody finds DNA. Nobody talks about it. Body. No finds nothing.
Where are the nonstop Amber Alerts? Even
yeah.
Where are the nonstop Amber Alerts?
Where are all these big nonprofits that love to go and you know raise money and do all these things, money laundering operations, which most of them are. So where are all those groups? Because you never hear big groups that are dealing with missing kids.
Well, Michelle, the websites are shut down. We don't know the websites are shut down. I guess they were too expensive for our presidents, our past presidents, to maintain.
Right.
Well, there is one main big hub, and that's called the National Center for Missing Exploited Children and the International Center for Missing Exploited Children. And Christy mentioned Haiti, and that was one of the first things that I had asked my dad about because I was being called about it. I was having people call me and contact me asking about Laura Silsby and taking the 33 children out. And then she then went under Laura Gaylor and became, you know, a top executive or administrator in Alert Sense, which is Amber Alert. So why would you take a woman that was charged, you know, for trafficking children, stealing children out of Haiti and put her in charge of the Amber Alerts? Then we started getting reports from mothers who had made reports about their daughters being approached online or different things like that, even my personal friends. And they would call the center back to check on the report. And if it was from any of the platforms that donate to the center, the reports would be just missing all of a sudden. We found runaway babies that were weeks old listed as runaways on the database. We've had children go missing through CPS and are put on the missing list and then taken off saying that they were found and they still aren't found. So there were a lot of these issues that I started looking into the National Center. I've been a huge supporter. I again have my artwork there. I've been there from the beginning of the National Center. I started looking into that, and we have to realize that the National Center is actually a nonprofit, but it works as a government agency. I mean, look, everyone's told if it has anything to do with a child, you call the National Center. You don't even call law enforcement, you call the National Center. And this is all about databases and data. And also under being a nonprofit, they're exempt from the Freedom of Information Act. So they receive, which they took down their 2019 audit right after we started posting it. And mind you, my case was CPS. They've focused mainly on my social media. This has had nothing to do with my children. They've made every complaint about my social media, tried to say I'm crazy, tried to say I'm a conspiracy theorist, I'm a Trumper, I'm a this, that, and the other thing.
They actually say that you pepper social media. It actually says that in the allegations. She is peppering social media with conspiracy theories.
Oh, like sprinkling? Is that what the peppering is?
And she believes in the Illuminati.
I've never said that in my entire life, even
but,
that
but
word.
But it says that in the allegations.
Yeah.
Because it's real. So yeah, so she does believe in it. She just doesn't. Yeah. She doesn't need to tell you because they're coming after her. Yeah, she was. Right. She was part of them. She was in the group. Yeah. Okay.
And so then from there we started looking at the National Center, the top donors and executives, which people should do in their local areas, actually, with their judges and attorneys and CPS and sheriffs and everything. You should really look at the donors, the affiliations that they have and things like that if you suspect corruption. But we started looking at that, and I found, well, what did we find? We found that the main donors, the National Center, gets roughly $40 million of federal funding a year. That's your taxpayer money. And then the biggest part for them, my father speaks on, is the private sector. The private sector. I hope everyone is very weary of the best interest of and the private sector, because they have, you know, Facebook top donor, $1 million a year, TikTok, Airbnb, a lot of energy and a lot of government agencies, different things like that. And then what else do we find is L Brands, which for those of you who don't know, L Brands is the company of Les Wexner, who is connected to Jeffrey Epstein. And when he gave Epstein his money, he said that he was leaving to go focus on his philanthropy and charitable work.
So they're gonna go spend time with their family.
Right,
yeah, people don't spend time with their family, and the husbands don't want to spend time with their wives, so that's not true.
My parents did just get back from the Finger Lakes, where they take my children and where they have homes, and they just sold their mansion in the Finger Lakes up there. So
Megan, we have to tell about the mansion that was the mansion that was bought had foundation.
Well, anyone can Google and see that my father, there was an article written several years ago. They suddenly in a day bought a big mansion on Skaneateles Lake, which is one of the Finger Lakes. And they had it a year or two later. They said that there were issues with the foundation, and they had it completely bulldozed, and they built a new home on top of it. I've never even been in it. And I recently found out from some of my people up there that they just sold it by owner privately under the table. So there's that. But I want to real quick get back to the center real quick, the National Center, because what we also need to be aware of is between the National Center then going into the International Center for Missing and Exploited Children, which was founded by Eve and Richard Branson, which if people aren't aware, Richard Branson is connected to the sex cult NXIVM. I was invited to Necker Island several times and turned it down when I was in fashion. And he also donated not only to be one of the founders of the International Center for Missing Exploited Children, but he also donated to Terramar, which is Ghislaine Maxwell's project and effort. Right. So there's that. And then we also found Adam Walsh requirements and forms for every out-of-state, interstate, and international adoption. I don't know what missing and exploited children have to do with adoption, but every CPS, every state, every single kid, except for I believe two states, are required to fill out these forms. The international adoptions will go under Hague law, so everyone needs to look into that. And then I was contacted by women who actually said that the International Center had advised their abusers on how to set them up and steal their children internationally through Hague law. So we've had a lot of people coming out of the woodworks. We've had a lot of other bizarre things that people will find out in the future. Christy, I wanted people to really understand kind of that background and to really look into the affiliations, donors. The International Center is also has a gentleman by the first name Victor who is connected with the World Economic Forum. These two organizations that my parents helped found are very, very connected And in the least should be questioned. That's all. I've only ever asked questions, and the response has been very telling. Unfortunately.
Yeah. It gets, Michelle, it just gets like, it's such an inner web of connections. It's like, it will make you absolutely sick. In short, they are trying to run Megan absolutely ragged, to the point where, you know, they try to make her like tell the same story over and over again. And I know a lot of people want to know. So, you know, I say, if you want to know every single allegation, we actually went on Nicholas Vinyamin's show back in July, about mid-July. He had about 170,000 followers on YouTube. His channel was removed the next day just by reading the court documents, okay? He has that up on BitChute. So we would like everybody to go to Nicholas Vinyamin if you want to know everything about the allegations, every single allegation. But I will just run through that it is because she religiously homeschooled her children. She peppered social media. Her animals, they accused her of her animals defecating inside her house. Well, I would like to know what parent or what animal parent in America has never had an animal poop inside your house, okay?
They took anything good and they literally demonized everything good, and they took my children and weaponized them. They are brainwashing them. They are abusing them. My children, I'm seeing horrible effects, and now they want to adopt them all out and split them up. My precious three-month-old baby is in a foster home somewhere where National Center for Missing Exploited Children quotes that 86% of children in child trafficking are from foster care, from the foster care system. And now we also know that 83% of children that are removed from their homes are for no reason at all, not valid enough reasons for the removal. I also forgot on the National Center and International Center, I want to be sure while we were talking about that in this show tonight, Jeff Koons, the biggest one of them all. Please, everyone, look into Jeff Koons, a known pedophile who helped start the National Center and the International Center for Missing Exploited Children. He also is affiliated with Marina Abramovic, and he does a huge program through, this is through the Arts and Embassies program. So that is shipping art, that when you ship art internationally through that program, it is not searched. The crates are not opened, anything like that. So he has, he's big in that program as well.
Yeah. I hope everybody's getting kind of, not only do you see the big picture of why these people are doing these things that they're doing, right? All these different entities and groups and organizations and the CPS and the law enforcement and all that. But you see there, as Christy was even saying, it's incestuous, it's infectious, right? And it's all connected. And there's all like little loopholes and money laundering operations and things that they do in order to get this, create this entire infrastructure to take children and they don't have to kidnap them like they, you know, take them off the streets. They have ways to just do what you're hearing today, like quote unquote legally, but it's not legal, right?
Yes, these are the judges. These are judges.
And the judges are corrupt too. And even in here in Arizona, I have tons of stories that people are telling me how corrupt the judges are, especially in the CPS system. I mean, it's crazy, the stories that I'm hearing now, because I've opened myself up to this world and I'm keeping an eye on the clock, ladies. The kids right now, so let's do it. You're coming back on. You're going to come back on in September. So we'll figure that out this weekend when you guys are going to come back on, because this is something that needs to be deeper, right? And need to be talked about more often. But as far as the kids, three of them are now with your parents. So yes. They were able to get them at that. But then the three-month-old, your mom didn't want the three-month-old. Is that
neither
right?
My parents wanted the three-month-old.
Okay. And right there, people should say, that's demonic. Why would you not want one of your grandchildren?
Well, my father also endorsed the sheriff that's currently working. Our courthouse has the Masonic stamp on the wall in the stone as soon as you walk out. The lodge is right across from the courthouse. And for what it's worth, you know, again, he campaigned for the sheriff. He's been in this town for 40 years, my father, since my brother Adam's head was allegedly found here. Why you would move to the same town, I don't know. The head of what was found in Vero. Right.
The dates of Megan's court cases are the same dates that Adam went missing.
Oh, come on.
The follow-up date was the day his severed head was found.
Okay, and there was probably there's a reason, because they have to show you. There's dates, there's numbers mean things, symbols mean things. They have to tell you what they're going to be doing. They have to broadcast it, and we're dumb enough to think, oh, well, that's not what they meant. But hey,
all of the allegations, most of the allegations against me are things that my parents are allegedly guilty of, you know, when Adam was alive and when we were young growing up. And it's terrifying.
Unbelievable. All right. We're out of time. Again, you guys are going to come back in September. Give the website. We've been playing it throughout the show, but give your website if people want to throw a little bit of a donation your way, or at least contact you so they get some support, something.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Thank you. Please reach out. I have a Twitter. It's Megan Walsh _ MEGHANWALSH _. My GiveSendGo is givesendgo.com / Megan Walsh. You can reach out to Christy Tasker. She'll give hers in a minute. But I want to thank everyone for joining and just giving us your time today and your heart. I really have lost literally everything for the truth and for our children, including my own. And I couldn't do this without the support of everyone. Michelle, I can't thank you enough for everything you're doing, not just tonight, just in general. And God bless you all. Prayers are invaluable for us, please, especially for my children. So thank you.
Truly. You're welcome. And then Christy, real quick, give the website and then I got to go.
PatriotsPerspective.com is how you can reach me if you have a case in Florida, because you're not the only one.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot more. So what we're going to do is we're going to add them as part of our whole Save My Freedom movement. So you can easily find their information. You can go to our Take Action menu, everythinghomeaboutus.com. I'm going to set that up, add them to that. So then you can see them there. They'll be in different categories. So you can find all of the guests that we have on the shows, although that's going to be on the new website. So go check that out. Become a part of this whole community, because then you can and watch the shows. We've got the TV show. We've got the Monday show. We got the Wednesday show. We got the Friday show. All that information is listed there. And I know I'm running out of time, so I'm just kind of throwing it out there. And then you can join the newsletter. You can join the networking groups. You can watch the shows. You can actually be a part of this amazing platform that we put together. And you could text the word action to 91776. But otherwise, just go to the Take Action menu and just read, scroll, and click. Everything is there. And all I'm asking you to do is I want you to pray, plan, take action. That's the way you're going to start your day. But also, we want you to join us. But you gotta stand up. You gotta speak up. And you got to show up. It's all about showing up. This is the time. And then check out our selection movie. Tina Peters is going to do the Q&A. That's here in Arizona on next Wednesday. Tickets are only $25. Righthand.tv is one of our sponsors. All that information. It's a movie night. It's going to be watching Selection Code from 7 to 9 here in Tempe, Arizona. I know I'm way over, so I got to go. But go to everything's on the Take Action menu, Everything Home About Us on the very top tab. That's all you need. Start there, and you'll have an amazing day, I promise. All right, have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Everything Home's special segment, Stories Needing Sharing, with Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com.
And find us on all the major listening platforms.
Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.